More than 1,600 plants and animals are protected under the U.S. Endangered Species Act. But out of all of those, only one is a moss. Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports on a new effort to protect these tiny plants that are important but often overlooked.
On a cold January morning in a nature reserve outside of St. Louis, almost everything is brown and dry. But with a certain type of scientist in tow, soon you're seeing the forest in a new way and headed toward little patches of green.
I leave the trail as soon as I can. Trails are to get me to near the bryophytes, and then I just run around in the woods.
John Brinda is a bryologist at the Missouri Botanical Garden. Bryologists study bryophytes, a group that includes mosses and other small plants called liverworts and hornworts. In the woods, Brinda spends a lot of time squinting at moss through a magnifying hand lens he wears around his neck.
Look at the different colors. This has a different texture to it. Like, this is flatter and smoother, and this is more rough.
What Brinda and many bryologists have in common is an appreciation for the little guy. Mosses are underdogs, but that can be a problem. They don't get much attention even among scientists, so there's a lot we don't know about them. And you can't protect a species if you don't know it's struggling. That's why Brinda and a group of scientists from across Canada and the U.S. are forming the Bryophyte Conservation Alliance to help understand and protect these plants. Ohio State University's Mandy Slate is part of the team.
It's just this like missing link to understanding the entire ecosystem that we've just kind of overlooked.
Slate says these tiny plants are a super important part of their natural communities. They store carbon and impact how water moves. They're also habitats themselves. If you zoom in really close to a patch of mosses, it's like a mini forest, full of even smaller creatures. But Slate says there's a lot left to learn about mosses and other bryophytes.
We don't know where they actually occur. We don't know their abundance in those locations, and we don't know any threats. But all of that information is needed together at the same time to really understand how a species is doing.
And you need all of that data to get protection from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The only moss currently protected by the agency is the South Llano Springs moss, an endangered plant whose only known population is on one private ranch in Texas. Chris Best is the scientist who did the species assessment for that moss.
To our knowledge, there's only male individuals left in that population, and it is even possible that the entire population consists of clones of a single surviving individual. We really don't know.
Best recently retired after 19 years as the Texas State Botanist for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says plants get a lot less conservation attention than animals at the federal agency.
We have very few botanists in the whole country.
And mosses are an even smaller specialty within botany. Keir Wefferling studies mosses at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. He has a deep respect for these plants and wonders why there's so little attention paid to them.
It's not a lack of ecological relevance. I don't know. I think it's because they're small and hard to identify, maybe. I don't know. But it's nonsense. It's sad. And maybe one could say it's an opportunity for education and outreach.
While more legal protections for mosses would be welcome, Wefferling says the Bryophyte Conservation Alliance is about more than just federal lists. They're hoping to inspire people to take a closer look at these little plants. I'm Kate Grumke, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains.